Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So enjoy those there on us. That is freetalklive.com. All right. Well, you may remember there was a story that hit the news in the mid-1990s. It was about a teacher and a student. In fact, it was probably one of the biggest stories in regards to teacher and student liaisons, having sexual activities, relationships, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Mary Kay Letourneau.
Was he the young black man?
I don't know if he's all black.
Okay.
He looks like he's maybe mulatto or Indian black or something like that.
Okay.
But either way.
I'm just trying to remember if it's just helping me remember which story it was.
He was 12 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 34 at the time.
Weirdest story.
He got her pregnant.
Yes.
And, of course, it resulted in national news. It resulted in her being jailed. And, of course, now, ever since, we've had the news sort of keeping track of every incident of students and teachers having sex with one another.
Because it sells.
And so, apparently, ABC News decided they were going to check in with Mary Kay Letourneau to see what was going on in her life now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's all out of jail, and she's moved on, and she's still together with the former student.
Yeah, bizarre.
Okay.
They love each other.
They do.
This 34-year-old woman met a 12-year-old that she fell in love with and had a baby and, went to jail for him and then got out and they're together and...
Two kids, I believe.
Yeah.
The details are all here. It's just a fascinating story.
But, I mean, when you look at this, it makes you really wonder about people getting together with kids and, in this case, ephebiophilia.
That's like borderline, though, between pedophilia and ephebiophilia. Like, ephebiophilia is essentially sexual attracted to...
He got her pregnant? No.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, true. If he was able to get her pregnant.
Right. Ephebiophilia and pedophilia really hinge on when
puberty.
Puberty. Yes, some people go through puberty at 12. Some people go through puberty at 8.
Although Mary Kay Letourneau never doubted her romantic feelings toward her 12-year-old student, she now says that if she'd known the legal ramifications, she would have acted differently toward Vili I'm guessing on the pronunciation here, Fualau. And she said, quote, "Had I known that all of the things were going to lay themselves out like they did legally, I sure would have really run away fast from him," she told Good Morning America's Chris Cuomo in an exclusive interview. Now, ignorance of the law is no excuse, right, Mark? How is it that people don't know these things? Is it possible that people don't spend their time and their lives browsing through law books to understand what rules they should and shouldn't live by? You think that's a possibility?
Well, I can't imagine she didn't know that she was going to get in some kind of trouble for messing around with a 12-year-old.
She might have thought
student.
She might have thought there might have been trouble. Maybe she would have gotten fired or something like that, but I don't know if she expected jail time out of it.
Well, I don't know either what she expected, but
I certainly don't think jail time's appropriate.
I don't think it's appropriate in this particular circumstance simply because of the way it worked out. But I do think that it
certainly doesn't
wrong
work
for a 35-year-old to go messing around with a 12-year-old.
It's certainly not typical, but she felt like it was right. He felt like it was right, and they're still together. So what can you say to that, you know?
It's difficult. It's an unusual case. It sure is.
Because you wouldn't think that a relationship like this would normally play out.
Right.
And I don't know what normal is for a relationship like this. She says, "No matter what was between us, there's nothing that we could have, there's nothing that we could have had that would be strong enough for me to say, gee, yeah, that's okay for me to be separated from my children." In 1996, Letourneau, who was then 34, made national headlines with the news that she was pregnant with the child of her then 12-year-old student, Fualau. Letourneau pleaded guilty to child rape and went to prison. And I don't understand how that relationship could be considered rape. I understand the law says statutory rape is that if you have sex with somebody under the age of X, then you're guilty of rape. But it's clear that this guy consented. Rape involves lack of consent.
Well, she didn't spend very long in prison, and, you know, They're
6 months she was paroled after 6 months.
Right. That's a very short period of time. It sounds to me like she got sentenced based on people's understanding. But she, according to the law, committed child rape. I know you don't. You may not agree with it, but the idea is that there's this statutory rape that basically covers people from 13 to 17, and depending on the state, sometimes it's.
And then there's just
15.
rape under that age.
It basically, if you're having sex with a 12 or under, and the idea is that they can handle the adolescence thing. That's what they're trying to go for there.
I just think it's an insult to people and children who are honestly raped. Like the people that are really raped, where sex is had with them against their will.
Well, in this,
that's what rape.
I understand.
To me, as someone who's never been raped, that's what rape seems to me to be about.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they're lumping all kids up to the age of 12 together, and they had to have a cutoff point because it has to be something. I understand what you're saying, but maybe this kid at 12 years old gave his consent, but. The question I'd have for you then is, can a 5-year-old give consent?
Yeah, that's such a tough question.
It is a tough question.
No.
You have to write. Somebody had to write this law, and it's not an easy law to write.
I don't know if they had to write this law.
I understand you don't like that idea, but yes, this law is going to exist in any society.
I think that people,
voluntary or not,
I think that people
do
engage,
not want adults having sex with kids.
Well, they don't want it, but unfortunately, it's happening a lot. Apparently,
all I'm telling you is, I don't care how voluntary your society is, it's going to be. That's issue's going to be handled.
I understand, and I think it should be handled on a private basis, in that if you're going to take a risk like that, that is messing with somebody's kid, then you're essentially messing with their parents, and daddy might come by with a baseball bat to take care of you. That's all I'm saying.
I understand you believe that, but you also believe daddy should go to jail for quite some time for doing that.
Well,
you believe that he should go to jail, he should be in big trouble for killing the guy.
Well, I don't know about that. If we're going to have the system that we currently do, I feel like that's okay. Of course, I would rather resolve things through nonviolent conflict. I would rather resolve things without having to throw people in jail. And I would hope that parents would be able to resolve it otherwise. But I think it's the threat of the idea that someone could come to your door with a baseball bat some night if you mess with their daughter or their son.
Well, that threat exists now, and it doesn't keep people from doing it.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe that threat doesn't exist as much now because they think that the law will take care of it.
I don't think they think that. I mean, I'm sorry, child rapists get killed whether it's in prison or out of prison all the time. Not this woman, because her circumstances are so bizarre. But.
Well, that brings up another thing. How can you be a female rapist? I mean, that's kind of difficult, isn't it? I suppose it's possible. I don't think that happens very often. I mean, if you're a lady and you're having sex the typical way that people have sex, then there has to be a certain process that goes on with a guy in order to make it happen, right? Because sex doesn't happen unless that one factor comes into play. Now, I suppose you could, for instance, have a rape that involves another orifice, in which case, that might be rape as well. But typically, male-female raping a male seems really difficult.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
It seems like consent has to be involved.
Right, sure, consent has to be involved, but the idea that the lawmakers had in that particular circumstance is that a child under 12 cannot give consent.
Well, it's clear that this guy is a slap in the face to what those lawmakers thought.
Yeah, well,
apparently they were wrong about that because he did.
He did, and he's a little strange. The situation's a little strange. It's certainly unusual. My feeling is that... If she would have, if this would have happened to her, she would have gone to jail, and they would have not been married afterwards. Everybody would be, you'd be happy with the circumstance that she went to jail for 6 months.
I don't think she should have gone to jail.
You don't think she should have gone to jail for having sex with a 12-year-old?
No, she didn't do anything to this kid. I mean, she did what essentially is the fantasy of many young lads. Who have an attractive young lady for a teacher.
Yeah, well...
I don't think somebody should be put into jail for that, especially if there's consent involved. Now, if it's real rape, where a teacher or somebody else, doesn't even matter if it's a teacher, is forcing themselves on another person, let's punish that person. But if you've got consent from the individual, I can't get behind putting someone in jail for that. It seems really absurd. I mean, that's $30,000, $50,000 a year that we're paying to put someone in jail who didn't harm anybody, arguably. Some people could argue that this man was harmed, but again, they're still together. And he'll tell you that he loves his wife.
Yeah, he's happy about it.
There's more about her on the way here. 800-259-9231. What do you think? Should she have gone to jail? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system with nearly 200,000 posts Over 1,400 people interacting. It is all totally free, and it's a lot of fun. There's also serious issues being discussed there as well, perhaps even this one that we're talking about, which is a pretty serious issue, the Mary Kay Letourneau situation. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you know what? I don't even know if you can get registered now for the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, but you can show up on site tomorrow, which is when it starts. Actually, I believe they had a few things going on today. I don't know how that went. We're still here in Keene. We've yet to show up there. But there were a couple of sort of, I think there was a ski trip today. There was a tour of the state house today, and I think they're going to have that state house tour again tomorrow. So if you have yet to make it up here, we definitely want to see you out at the Liberty Forum this weekend. Mark and I, we're going to be broadcasting live there starting tomorrow night, also doing our Saturday show live from the Forum. So we want you to be out there because there's a lot going on, including you being able to meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul, Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government, and more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered, presuming you still can at this late date. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I know if you just show up tomorrow and you've got a credit card or cash or a check in your hands, you're probably going to be able to get in.
I would think so.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to know from you if you feel like Mary Kay Letourneau should have spent the 6 months in jail that she did spend. In fact, she actually went in. She had sex with her 12-year-old student back in 1996, and she was 34 at the time. It's a pretty big age discrepancy there. I don't think most people do these sorts of things, but nonetheless, they did, and she got caught. She pleaded guilty to child rape, went to prison. She gave birth to their daughter,
right,
while
in
she
prison.
Was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Paroled after 6 months, but then within weeks was back in prison for ignoring a court order to stay away from Mr. Folau. She really loves this guy.
This 12-year-old.
Well, I don't think he was 12 by that.
At the time, he's like 13 and a half.
Pregnant again, because she had the baby in jail, got out, fraternized with her former student again, got pregnant again.
At 13 and a half, I was wearing parachute pants and, Reebok, the Reebok high top shoes and breakdancing.
You would have been irresistible to Ms. Letourneau.
Apparently.
She was released in August of 2004, and the couple married 8 months later. So it sounds like she actually spent a decent amount of time in prison the second time. She says, quote, "I never, never imagined that my children would be separated from me. Had I known that, he wouldn't have been anywhere near me. I wouldn't care what I was feeling. He knows that, too. I would never hope for a situation like ours," she said. "It's just what it is. Nobody should ever hope for it's not an ideal path for a teenager at all," she says. Letourneau did not for a moment second-guess her relationship with Folau, however, despite the fact that he was her student. Saying, quote, "I'm not really one of those persons that says what's supposed to be the norm," she said. "I mean, I can see what's supposed to be the norm and I recognize it, but there's so many things in life that don't really fall into that norm." Letourneau said that very few people expected the couple to end up together for the long haul,
who would have expected this?
Much less remain a happily married couple. Yeah, you would think that this guy, as a young person, would have moved on.
At the very least. I mean, even if she wanted to stay with him and, she fell in love with a 12-year-old. How old is he now? He's 22 or 23? He's 23 years old. I mean, he's such an entirely different human being. He should have moved on, it seems like. She should have, I don't know, found another 12-year-old or something like that. I mean, it's just such a bizarre circumstance.
You almost have to give this guy a lot of credit. Considering that he knocked this woman up at age 12, and then when he had the opportunity to run away from it, which, I mean, as a teenager you'd think kids would do, he decided to embrace his responsibility of being a father and stuck with her. In fact, got together with her when they weren't supposed to. Had another kid together.
Yeah.
And now they're still together after 3 years out of her getting out of jail. Here's a little bit more from the story. Letourneau said that very few people expected them to remain together for the long haul, much less remain a happily married couple. "They say, wow, they're normal people," she said. "I don't think we ever cared what other people thought as far as their opinion." After the discovery that Letourneau and Folau were having an affair, his family filed a lawsuit against the school board, alleging it didn't do enough to protect him from his teacher.
Now, that's another one of those silly, ridiculous frivolous lawsuits. Come on. I mean, what's the school...
The school board's supposed to know what's going on?
What's the school board going to do? I mean, they're an elected body. You know, come on.
Right. What are they going to do? Oh, what could you do? What can you do to prevent something like this?
Every time you put human beings together, you're going to have a problem like this. You can't,
it's inevitable,
quote-unquote, protect against it. I mean,
in
what are you supposed to do? Have an escort with every teacher, an escort with every student?
It's absurd.
It is. It's absolutely absurd.
The only thing you can do to protect against it as parents is to talk to your kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's about all you can teach
your kids not to go messing around with their teachers.
Right. You can homeschool. That would guarantee that you're not going to have any strange people messing with your kids.
It wouldn't guarantee it, but it certainly would help.
Well, unless you consider yourself a strange person.
Nothing's a guarantee in this life.
Below said, I never wanted any part of it. There's a lot of guilt that put onto me about it. He's talking about the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I never wanted to win the lawsuit. I never even wanted to pursue it. It wasn't my intention, ever. It was more of my mother's idea. Below said that he spent many years in anguish after everything that happened, saying, quote, I feel like Mary gets through a lot of it a lot better than I do. I mean, sometimes I fall back really hard just thinking about a lot that was said to me. Then I kind of wake back up and she was in prison and I wasn't. I mean, can you imagine when he's saying the things that were said to him, people were probably telling him, son, you've been raped.
Yeah, you've been molested.
So, and he probably didn't feel that way. He was probably thinking, gosh, she's a really nice lady. She didn't do anything wrong to me. She showed me the ropes. What are you talking about? Rape.
She's got my kid.
I don't think... I'm sorry. I don't think this qualifies as rape. I don't think it does. I mean, yes, the younger kids get, the more despicable and disgusting the act becomes. Certainly. But when you've got a young person who's making it very clear to you that he or she consented to this activity, how could you doubt that he or she consented to the activity? They're telling you straight out that they understood what was going on. They may not have understood all of the ramifications, but they sure did understand that it wasn't a forceful, harmful situation.
Well,
not direct harm, at least.
I understand where you're coming from. I would support lowering the, what their definition of a child is to say 10 or something like that. But... You know, they had to pick something. They picked it years and years ago. Now kids are getting mature earlier because of the hormones and the meat and that kind of thing. That's what I believe. That doesn't make it true. And, if they get mature sooner, they're going to have sex sooner.
Right. And I think that if people are concerned with what you're suggesting, that, you're encouraging child rape, I think that if you feel like Ms. Letourneau raped this young man, then you should just ostracize her. You know what? That's what you should do. If she comes into your business, you shouldn't sell things to her. You shouldn't even talk to her. You should kick her out and let her know that you think she's a child rapist. Because it's clear that she's not. She's just a lady who has a sick obsession with young boys, and she really got into it with one of them.
Well, there's a charge out there already for this, and that's statutory rape. And that is what I feel like she did. But, you know, there's the strange phenomenon.
I think statutory rape is an insult against people who have been raped.
But it's a charge. It's pretty clear what it is.
I see what it is, and it's an insult.
I disagree.
Yeah, we'll talk to somebody who's actually been raped and see how they feel about it. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Did she rape this boy? It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralblast. Sucralblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Chalet, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. You bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, and we put them up on our website to prove they listen to the show. So see what I mean by going over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. So what I want to know is, the case of Mary Kay Letourneau has come back into the news, not because anything has happened, but because nothing's happened, in that they are still together. Mary Kay Letourneau, who was 34 at the time, her young suitor was 12. They had sex. She got pregnant. She went to jail. She got out on probation. She got together with him again against the judge's orders. They had sex again. She got pregnant again. They've got two kids now. She got out in 2004. They're still together. ABC News doing an exclusive report where they're just talking about how essentially, the young man's family filed a lawsuit against the school board, and he said he didn't want anything to do with it. It was all his mother trying to cash in, essentially, on her own son.
Well,
Letourneau has said her children from her first marriage were happy for her and Philo. She says, they're happy for us, actually. They're happy for me. They definitely accept Billy. And what I want to know from you is, do you feel like that Mary Kay Letourneau raped this young man? Because I'm just looking at the definition of rape, according to Dictionary.com, Random House Unabridged Dictionary, and the number one definition is the unlawful compelling of a woman, and I find it interesting that they specified a woman, because it is possible to rape a man. It's just more difficult for a woman to rape a man. It's easier for a man to rape a man.
Right.
The unlawful compelling of a woman through physical force or duress to have sexual intercourse. Definition 2, any act of sexual intercourse that is forced upon a person. To force, the verb, to force to have sexual intercourse. I don't think that at any point Mary Kay Letourneau forced this young man to have sex with her. He did not, she did not force him to impregnate her, and she certainly didn't force him to do it the second time.
Well, so we can battle about the semantics of it all. Would it make you happier if they changed the charge from child rape to sex with a child under 12? And
it certainly would be a more honest. It certainly would be a more honest sounding charge. I mean, by labeling her a rapist, that's pretty harsh, man.
Well, I agree, and that sounds like one of the important things that our politicians could be doing.
Changing words around?
It's a hell of a lot better, in my opinion, than what it is that they normally do, which is stick their hands as far in my pockets as possible and take as much of my money as possible. Please, politicians, do Ian a favor and go in there and change all your statutory rape.
It's still not going to make me feel any better, necessarily. It'll make me feel better because you aren't labeling this woman a rapist, because she's not, but it won't make me feel good in that you and I had to pay to put her in a prison cell for however many years.
You know,
that doesn't make me feel good at all. She could have been out there teaching more kids. She could have been out there serving drinks at a bar. She could have been doing something productive for the economy. But instead, she sat in a jail cell and we all had to pay for it. Great. Come on, who could be happy about this?
You know,
I'm sure there's got to be some moralist listening that can call in at 800-259-9231.
In her particular circumstance, I think things could have probably been better served to, try her out on something like house arrest and that kind of thing. But she did it again.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
She likes the guy.
I understand she does.
He floats her boat.
But it's a problem, dude.
It doesn't seem to be a problem. There's
it's not a problem for those two.
Yeah.
Those two are fine. Everything worked out. But do you understand that if you put adults and kids and you don't put any kind of punishment involved for the adults to go after the kids?
I'm not saying there shouldn't be punishment. Like I said,
just
ostracized.
This whole ostracized thing. I'm sorry.
I don't want
ostracization
to put people in jail.
doesn't have the effect that normal people want to see on criminals. And I'm sorry.
She's not a criminal.
It's a crime,
dude. She showed a young man the ropes, the sexual ropes.
I understand where you're coming from. You found a great case. This one really backs you up. But I'm sorry. What about the 35-year-old coach who, manages to lure in 12-year-old girl after 12-year-old girl after 12-year-old girl?
You would think that he wouldn't keep his job. I mean, come on.
Hey, I understand what you're saying, but
the word's going to get out.
At some point,
going to get in trouble,
and then
he's going to lose his job.
He's going to lose his job.
Well,
and
that's
then
what should
he's
happen.
He's
going to
go someplace else,
and he's going to go be a Catholic priest. And then I don't know, Mark.
I understand. But there's a problem here, and the politicians are trying to solve it. I cannot fault them for that.
Well, I can because they're,
yes, of course
they're,
you
the
can.
Way they try to solve problems is by throwing people in jail cells, and it doesn't do any good when you're dealing with someone who's not harming another person. Now, you could make the argument that Mary Kay Letourneau harmed this young man by having sex with him at an early age. You could make that argument, but you aren't him, and so therefore, why don't you let him decide whether or not he's been harmed? In his case, he hasn't made that decision. In his case, he was angry because his mother filed a lawsuit against the school board in order to try to cash in. He's anything but harmed. In fact, let's continue here. Letourneau believes the story was misrepresented by the media. She says, quote, "People should be careful when they watch the media. There were attributes given to me that anyone that knew me would, it was almost a joke, like science fiction. They wanted to make a story, and since they didn't have a story, they made it up." Fallot thinks the reason the story became so big is because of his wife's appearance. He said, "I think one reason is that she was really attractive. She has this all-American girl look." Fallot said he still felt vilified by people who disagreed with the couple's lifestyle. He cited an example of a cop who'd pulled him over and, he believes, unjustly impounded his car. He says, now this is the wrong kind of ostracization. This isn't ostracization.
I mean, it's the opposite,
It feels like it sounds like they've dealt with some level of ostracization,
mm-hmm.
but when the cops get involved and start using force, it's a whole other story. He says, quote, "He said he saw me. He knew who I was. They still try to make our life real hard. They don't like it that we're together. They don't like it that their predictions are wrong." And I can imagine they don't like it. It'd make them real happy for Mary Kay and this young man to have broken up. It would validate a lot of their
theories. Yeah, absolutely. It would validate a great deal. It's a problem.
Yep. As of now, it flies in the face of the idea that young people cannot consent to these activities. Now, you may emotionally disagree with that.
I don't emotionally disagree.
How would you feel if you were 12 years old and your attractive 30-something teacher approached you, Mark?
Look, all I'm telling you,
you wouldn't know what to do.
If you let me in a room of 12-year-olds, and I'm interested in 12-year-old girls, that you know, caveat goes in there,
yeah.
I'm going to be able to talk at some point or another. If I am a teacher, I'm going to be able to talk a 12-year-old girl into having sex with me. I can do that. I mean, like, I have that understanding of the English language. I'm going to be able to handle that. So, now what do you do? Do you have somebody who's going to, you know...
You fire the person and you,
yeah,
you write
something
up.
Yeah, once you find out about it,
you
but
write
then he's,
something up and...
He's messed with how many 12-year-olds at that point?
I don't know. How many young boys do you think Miss Letourneau messed with?
One.
Maybe she did more. Maybe
she could have, but I don't think so.
Probably.
You asked me what I thought.
The victim would probably come out, I suppose, if she had done more than that.
Yes.
Look, if there's a problem, someone's going to find out about it. If they don't find out about it, then you would have never gone to jail anyway. So if someone finds out, you lose your job, you're outed in the press, people find out who you are, and then you have a tough time getting jobs. You have a tough time, especially if there's some sort of a reputation rating system. Like in the world where this the world I'm envisioning with no government law enforcement apparatus like we currently have today, with a reputation rating, it could go on your file that's what you're into, and then people are going to stay very far away from you if they have kids, and you're not going to get a job that has anything to do with interacting with young people anymore ever again.
You know, I understand this perfect
that
world.
That seems realistic though,
with
doesn't
no
it?
Government in it. You know, you've got to come up with these far-fetched plans, but I say we take...
Wait, what's far-fetched about having a reputation rating system and ostracizing people? What's far-fetched about that?
It's completely different than what we have right now.
Okay, that's fine.
It's
far-fetched. Okay. It's not far-fetched, though. It's very realistic. We've got the internet, all kinds of databases, information on so many different people at your fingertips. Would be very hard to have this sort of system.
It's a world very different from our own.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Is Mary Kay Letourneau a rapist? I'd like to hear someone make the case that she is. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are entirely free. So do enjoy those. They're on us. And we do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. If you like the show, you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations, get on more people's MP3 players, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up like over 330 of our listeners currently are for as little as $3 a month. The idea is you send in the cash. Or the, it's not cash, it's any major credit card or PayPal. Anyway, it's automatically deducted from your account, goes account. We take that money in and we use it to promote the show. We buy industry advertising, we buy internet advertising, we get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about the idea of child rape, as it is so called. Apparently, according to the law, when you have consensual sex with a young person, in this case, Mary Kay Letourneau, 34, the young person, the young man in question, was 12 years old at mm-hmm. the time. Apparently, she raped this young man, even though he completely consented to it. He knew that he was getting involved in a sexual situation with his teacher, and he was into it, obviously. I personally say that's not rape. There's no way it could be defined as rape. Force was not involved. I think force has to be involved for something to be considered rape. If force is involved and it is rape, then it's a despicable, horrible act. If there's no force involved and it's completely consensual, I don't see what the problem is. You can ostracize people like that if you want to. I think that's fine. That's a fine solution. But throwing them in jail, I don't think that's appropriate. Let's go to the phones and talk to Francisco. I'd like to have someone disagree with me besides you. Besides you. We've disagreed on this before. Hello, Francisco. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to your show, and I remember that about a year ago, in a high school about 15 miles away from my town, there was a teacher who got fired and arrested because he was accused of being a child rapist. Because he was the coach of a basketball team where he had a relationship with a 15-year-old girl.
All right.
I'm not sure if it was if they had sex, but he was called child rapist, so I guess he was.
Sounds like it. Sounds like they had sex.
Yeah, and
But I would argue that A, she's not a child, and B, it was not rape.
Right, and one of my
how old was she?
15.
I'm sorry, you know, most people's definitions, that's below the age of consent by all states.
I understand. Not in Canada, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of my friends, a good friend, was in the basketball team with this coach.
Okay.
And what so happened is that he got arrested. You know, he now has a record. He's a sex offender now.
Oh, my.
He got fired. And from what I hear from my friend, he's a very good, decent man. And
Some people would disagree with that, but I see where you're coming from.
Well, yeah, but, like, and I was so outraged that they arrested him, you know. He has to go to court, lost his job. And I was just talking to this girl, and she was telling me that, you know, he was a good teacher.
Wait. You talked to the girl that he had sex with?
No. A friend of mine was in the basketball team. Like,
I see. A girlfriend
of
yours.
A girl. Gotcha.
Yes. And I was just kind of outraged that, you know, they arrested him and marked him as a sex offender.
So, wait. Okay, so what you're saying is that another girl on the team didn't, even after the fact that this guy had been caught having sex with the 15-year-old, even after that, this girl who's on the team didn't think any less of the guy?
Well, she thought less of the guy, but she still thought that, you know, they shouldn't have arrested him and, you know, charged him with as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I know, the girl was consenting.
It certainly sounds like consent. I mean, if it's not consent, if there's no consent involved, then odds are that it's going to come out faster
right.
than it would otherwise.
Right.
Because then she'd report a rape, hopefully. I know a lot of rapes go unreported. But,
they do.
But nonetheless, then there's a real crime that's been committed. Someone has been harmed. Someone has been forced to have sex against her will. And that's outrageous. And that needs to stop.
Right. But in this particular case, no one was harmed.
That's how I see it. Now, people would disagree with you, though.
You know, when it comes down to let's talk briefly about regular rape of regular women. So, guy, girl, same ages, similar situations. It happens a great deal that the guy says, "Hey, she consented," and the woman says, "No, I didn't."
Yeah.
And
it
now,
does happen. He said, she said.
What's going to happen in a situation with, you know, a young person? You know, I'm 36. I decide I'm going to have sex with this consenting 12-year-old. And then the 12-year-old's mom gets a hold of her, and she changes her mind from I consented to I didn't consent. Then what? How does that solve your conundrum, Ian? I mean, at that point, I'm going to go to jail for a violent, terrible act.
How do you prove it in the case where it's just a he said, she said thing, and in the 36-year-old raping a 36-year-old? How is it that, I mean...
You'd produce as much evidence as you could. And
you go to the doctor and have to go to the hospital afterwards.
Hey, look, she doesn't have any marks on her. You know, it was regular old... sex. I didn't do anything.
And in many cases, there's sometimes alcohol involved to where the
sure.
person could be giving consent when they might normally not give consent. Is that considered rape as well?
And
there's a lot of gray areas.
Giving alcohol to a minor, really bad. Would be a bad set of circumstances. You wouldn't send somebody to jail for giving alcohol to a minor.
Oh, well, I would abolish the age of the drinking age of consent.
Understood. But, you know, I don't care what the circumstances are. If you give a 12-year-old, a great deal of liquor, and then, you know, you talk about it being, the sexual act that occurred being consensual, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's probably not too consensual.
Yeah, I'm just making it clear that you've got a big old mess on your hands getting rid of this age of consent of yours.
I'm all for
what you're saying, which is let's eliminate the word rape from
right.
certain, let's create a charge for having sex with a person 12 and under.
You know, I just think parents should be more careful with who they allow their kids to spend time with.
Yeah.
I'm with you, but...
Francisco, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, actually, I was just going to tell you that I was so disgusted in class today, I could not stand it anymore. Every day in history class, we have to do, like, a current event.
Okay.
And my current event was that I found that a Republican was trying to pass a bill through Congress that would require all Internet service providers to track the websites that their user visits and their IP address, their address, and telephone number. So if, you know, the government decided to, they could check your records.
Right.
And I brought this up in class, and most of my classmates agreed.
That was a good idea.
Yes. And,
hold on, Francisco. The problem that you have here in class with civil liberties, especially in this area, is you're dealing with 15-year-olds. 15-year-olds are used to living under the thumb of a parent. Everything, it's perfectly acceptable for your parents to come into your room that they paid for and look on your computer that they paid for and track to the very best that they possibly can all of your movements.
Right, that's perfectly
yeah, right. I understand where you're, what you're saying, but you're preaching to a group of people who are used to that sort of being in that situation. You know, they're used to that.
They may be used to it, but you would think they might be wanting to get out from underneath
right.
that situation.
I just feel
they feel a little oppressed by that.
His issue of freedom, I'm with him, completely with him. I'm just saying that he could probably pick issues of freedom that are better for his particular audience that would work better. Because that issue that he's talking about is gonna fly real well with adults. Hey. You don't belong telling me who I can, you know, where I can go on the internets and what I can.
That's actually what my teacher said. What he brought up was like, he was like, "What if I am doing a research paper and I'm researching how to build an atomic bomb?"
Yeah.
And one of the students said, "Well, you shouldn't be doing that anyway."
Right.
Well, my gosh, these kids are lost.
You know, yeah, and I was just so amazed.
I'm a talk show host. Shouldn't I be able to do some research on child porn? Shouldn't I be able to figure out how easy it is to get on the internet and see child porn? I don't know that. I have never seen what I consider to be child pornography on the mm-hmm. internet. I'm never going to go looking for it because I'm scared of what might happen. And shouldn't I be able to go out there and look for this stuff? Mm. But no, I can't.
Yeah, and I was just so disgusted about how my classmates felt about this. They were like, yeah, well, they're just trying to help us, you know, get the terrorists.
Oh, jeez.
They're just used to having mom and dad watch over them.
Well, I think they're also used to being told that government's there to keep them safe, government's there to protect them. Mm-hmm. This is what government schools do. They inculcate kids with the idea that government is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, it's a good thing that you're in there, Francisco, at least saying something that's contrary to what they're used to hearing. It may not necessarily have an effect immediately, but cumulatively, as you continue to bring up different issues over time.
Well, no, I've had people pull me aside and ask me questions about other issues.
Good.
That's gun laws and the drug war.
Eventually, you'll move some of them in the right direction. Some of them are going to be lost for life, but, you know, what can you do? You can't win them all. And
right.
if you can just bring a few people into the fold, then as far as I'm concerned, you've been successful. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, the death penalty. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.